Continuing the inion of holiday gifts and greetings, we're now going to discuss about giving non-kosher foods to non-Jews. So we know that there's certain foods which are asa deraisa, for example, non-kosher meat, and there's other foods which are only asa on a rabbanon level, for example, bisholakum. And the Mechaba in Yerideh Simon Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Alef draws a distinction between the two. He says, you can't do business with foods which are asa deraisa, even if they're not, you know, necessarily asa banah, but we can't do business with them. However, you can do business with foods which are only asa rabbanon. So the Shach in Ois Beis there writes, there's two reasons behind this. One reason is because we might actually ourselves end up tasting or eating it if we do business with it. And the second reason is because of Marasayin, that if we're doing business with it, it's very clear that we're handling it, then other people might think that we're consuming it. And therefore, with the Issa Deraisa, these gezeiros were put into place. Okay, so that's regarding doing business with it. And the Mechaber Paskens clearly can't do business with these foods that are Issa Deraisa. Now, the Ramah adds that this Issa also includes buying the non-kosher foods, that which is asa deraisa, in order to feed it to the non-Jewish employees. Even though obviously they're not mechuyev to keep kosher. The Shach in Ois Gimel notes that this Ramah, who's machmir, that you can't feed non-kosher meat for your non-Jewish workers, he says that this is a chumrah, and he says that it comes out from the Haggadah Maimonides, which the Beis Yosef quotes. Clearly not like that, because the Beis Yosef quotes the Haggadah Maimonides, who says that it's only a problem to buy non-kosher meat to give it as a gift to a non-Jew, because that's similar to doing business with him, which is asa. But he says buying meat, which is asa deraisa, to feed one's non-Jewish workers is not like doing business. That's just feeding them. But it's not like doing business. So it comes out that business with foods that are asa deraisa is forbidden. With foods which are asa derabanan is mutter. What about buying non-kosher food to feed non-Jewish workers? So that's the machlokes Ramah Shach. The Ramah seems to be machmir, and the Shach is more mekel. Regarding drabonons, regard food which is asa drabonon, that's absolutely fine to buy gift foods which is rabbanon, and also do business with them. Now the shayla would be, a employer, a Jewish boss, wants to buy his employees something. Maybe during December time or whenever it is that he wants to give a special gift to his employees. So it seems that giving them items which also derives as a gift is a problem full stop. Because even the Haggadah Maimonides, which we mentioned, it seems to be only when he's feeding it, it's part of the workday. But to give them a gift seems to be a problem. What about giving them a gift voucher? So he quotes here that Breitwitz said that gift voucher would be fine as long as with that gift voucher they could also buy stuff which is not asa deraisa. So for example, in a non-kosher restaurant, there's going to be some fish there. So it normally will not be a problem to buy them a gift voucher, and therefore the only problem would be to actually literally buy them the actual food itself. What is very common is if I receive a non-kosher food from a business associate as a gift, what should I do with that non-kosher item? As you mentioned, I'm not allowed to gift items which are asa on a deraisa level. So the Mechaber paskens that if a person just happens to trap a non-kosher animal, so for example, a person's hunting or fishing and he traps, say, a non-kosher animal or a fish, then the Mechaber paskens is allowed to sell it, as long as it wasn't his kavana to specifically catch the non-kosher animal. Because this isn't doing business with it. This is, it came into your hand, then you're allowed to use it. The Ramah says you should sell it immediately and don't hold on to it until it gets bigger or until you get a better price. The Ramah says it'll be the same thing. If a person had a kosher animal And it's a treifa. After shechting, he realized it was a treifa. Or it was a nevela. Then he says that the halacha is, there's no chiv to throw it away. Rather, you can then sell it to a non-Jew. Again, even though it's an issa deraisa, and you can't do business with it, but if it just happens, you happen to have it, then you can go ahead and sell it. And Rekiv Eger says the same thing regarding gifts received from a non-Jew. He equates it to hunting or fishing. And he says, come to us, and therefore we can re-gift it. Now, this is obviously very important because it's quite negeir. And it comes out of Givega saying that we can sell it or re-gift it. However, some Achronim do say that although this is true me'ikadin, and one can make me'ikadin, but they say that a bar nefesh shum machme, this is the kafachayim, bar nefesh shum machme, not accept these gifts. So Givega does say it's mutter me'ikadin if you receive non-kosher food, which is non-kosher on a deraisa level, where normally you can't do business with it. But since you received it as a gift from Kibega, it's mekel. However, the Kafah Chaim says, although it's mutter, apar nefesh u'machmi. We've not yet discussed regarding wine, and mitzshem, we will see regarding giving and receiving non-kosher wine next time.